Gavin, listen, there's a lot of football taking place this weekend. League of Ireland action involving Finn Harps. Coghill Celtic obviously out against Bunnagee United tomorrow evening, Saturday, in the FAI Intermediate Cup. And then we've got full fixtures and a junior level in both Donegal and Inishowen. But I think it's fair to say everybody involved in sport and everybody involved in football and soccer this weekend, when they're playing, they're going to be playing very much with heavy hearts after the events that happened in the county last week.
Yeah, undoubtedly, Arsene. Sport was all, and rightly so, called off last weekend with the tragedy in Chrysler. And look, I suppose it's been in everybody's thoughts all week, and especially the people that it has affected the most. And look, sport obviously is important, but it does take a secondary, a back step or a secondary thought on people when something like this happens. But again, like when we get back on the pitches this weekend, you know, there'll be silences or minutes applause and stuff like that or whatever, you know, so it'll be done in a fitting way as well.
Yeah, but sport can play its part as well, and it can give people a lift, and we've seen that very much with Amber Bard on Tuesday night for the Republic of Ireland Women's, Gavin.
Yeah, that's unbelievable for herself and for the country, and especially the fact that, you know, she's from Donegal, and it meant so much the week that was in it. It was very, very fitting. And her interviews and stuff after the game were unbelievable. And I suppose you can take a lot of heart from that. And as you say, sport is an out for a lot of people, and it's very important in people's lives as well. So all in all, that was a fantastic occasion and a tough week. So it was.
Yeah. Looking at the games this weekend, Finn Harps in action against Dundalk. That's on Friday night at Finn Park. I'm reading today, Gavin, that Harps haven't beat Dundalk at home in a quarter of a century. So that would mean your time at Finn Park as well. You never beat Dundalk.
No, it's hard to believe. I thought we beat them in a playoff at Finn Park one time, but maybe we beat them away and beat them at home. I'm not too sure, but I'm nearly sure a semi-final of a playoff one year, we definitely beat them. Yeah. That's a very surprising stat, that. Yeah. Obviously true. So it doesn't go well for Friday night, but look, they're there to be, stats are there to be changed and beaten. And Harps really, really, really desperately need a result on Friday night, and you never know.
Yeah, at times over the last couple of weeks, Dundalk looks shaky. Harps will be hoping for a shaky Dundalk and Balbuffet this weekend.
They will, and they'll need to be, because look, Dundalk are a fine side, and they've top players, and they're having a very good season. So no matter when and where you play them, it's going to be a tough ask. And obviously with Harps, their form hasn't been great, but it's an opportunity. Friday night's an opportunity to maybe get a point or get 3 points ahead of UCD with them not playing, and that gives a big lift to everybody around, the players, the staff, the supporters, you know, going into the final three games after that. So like, it's a huge, huge, huge game Friday night.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity for Harps to put more pressure on UCD, because UCD are going to have three games in the space of a week. They've nothing now to the 21st. They've got matches coming up against Drogheda, Shelburne, and then Finn Harps on the following Friday night. So three games in the space of a week could be tough on the students. And if Harps were to have a leg up going into that, it all bodes well. So it does, Gavin.
Oh, yes, of course. As I say, hypothetically, if Harps get 3 points on Friday night, UCD go into that game that week with three games in a week against them teams needing two results out of the three, which they haven't really put together all season. So that would be a huge swing in Harps' favour, and a huge mental thing for UCD to overcome in them games. So it would give a bit of a cushion, and it would definitely give a big leg up for Harps in the running.
Yeah. What did you make of Harps' performance last week against Derry City, Gavin?
I didn't think they were great, to be honest. They probably got in the game what they deserved. I didn't think Derry were outstanding, but they were better than Harps, and it was disappointing to lose the game 3-0. But as I say, they were never really in with it. Didn't look like any getting anything out of the game at any point, you know.
Yep. And do you think they're going to have to score on Friday?
I would have thought so. We have to score to win any game, so yeah. A draw wouldn't be bad, but a one would be brilliant for them. I think they need to score for definite.
Yeah, and not concede first. which is usually a nice way to go about it, Gavin.
Well, generally in the League of Ireland, the team that scores first goes on to get a result. You don't see many teams coming back from behind and winning games. You know, it's generally a rule of thumb in the League of Ireland, especially with the logistics and the travel and the away teams and stuff. So if you get one up, you find that you usually get a result of at least a draw.
Yeah. Derry City not in league action this week, Gavin, but they do have a cup semi-final to come against Treaty United, a game that you would expect Derry to win comfortably to progress through to the final.
Yeah, you would look. It'd be 9 times out of 10 Derry won this game by 3 or 4 goals. But it's cup football, and as UCD seen in the last round, Treaty probably put on their performance of the season and turned them over. I think it was 4-0 or 4-1. So you never know, but look, all in all, I think Rory Higgins and his staff and the group at Derry are ultra professional. They'll go about their business well, and I think they'll see the game out handy enough, to be honest.
Yeah, the other semi final will be a closer one. Waterford and Shelburne.
Waterford are in really great form. I see one of their players got their month there as well. He scored a couple of wonder goals last month. So they're in a really good run of form. Brilliant result in the semi final for them. Shelburne, again, probably bonus territory for them at this point, getting to the cup semi-final, but they'll be wanting to get their cup final this season to put a bit of icing on the cake of what's been a very good season for them, and they've progressed really well.
Yeah. Just finally, you're back in action this weekend again, the sort of local soccer fixture from an Ulster Senior League and an FAI Intermediate Cup point of view have been very much sporadic over the last couple of weeks, so it has since the start of the season, but they don't come much bigger than Cockhill Celtic against Bunnagee United at intermediate level at the moment. Gavin, what sort of game, what sort of welcome are you expecting at the Dry Arch Park on Saturday?
It'll be a tough game. The fact I suppose only one club can get out of the county makes it doubly difficult and tough. The fact that the two clubs that are playing got to the quarterfinals of this competition last year and got into the last 32 or last 16 of the FAI Senior Cup, you know, which, again, it's disappointing that we're both not on the open draw, but look, that's the way it is, and that's what we have to be up against. Obviously, an away draw for us isn't ideal. We'd have liked it to be in Cockhill, but we'll go there with confidence and our own ability, and know we're in for a really tough test against a very, very good Bunnagee side.
Yep. Just on the level of intermediate football in the county at the moment, Gavin, and the fact that there hasn't been too many competitive games for the small number of teams that's involved in the Ulster Senior League and their various competitions, is Cockhill and Bunnagee United at a level where they can win the FAI Intermediate Cup?
It's definitely... I believe so. I believe the squad of players that we have are as good as anything in the country. I've said that over the last 3 or 4 years. I have no doubt, watching and seeing and what we come up against and what we beat and what we'd be beaten by, we're there or thereabouts. It is probably the level of competition on a weekly basis that sort of beats us now. When we have games, and the games against Bunnagee, Letterkenny, Derry, Harps, whoever, you know, they're tough, tough games, and they're a good, good level. But it's that repetitiveness and that coming up against different opposition at different times with different systems and different ways of playing that the Leinster Senior League and Munster Senior League clubs have, that there's no doubt gives them that advantage, you know, coming into the latter stages of this competition. But in saying that, there is no better side in the media football in the country on a consistent basis than ourselves. And we have to believe that, and when we get to the latter stages of these competitions, we have to believe that we can go the whole way, you know. And that's what we have to go. But we have to go and do that and prove that on a pitch as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure Bunnagee United believe the same way too, so they do, Gavin. But listen,
100%, and they should, because they are a top side as well. They're a team full of very, very good players.
Yeah. Listen, Gavin, as always, thanks for joining us on The Score this week, and enjoy the football at the weekend.
Thanks, Ocean. Okay, bye-bye.